Okay, my clock is saying 3 o'clock, and let me begin today by welcoming each of you to the Board of Commissioners meeting of the Houston Housing Authority on this Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, pursuant to the March 16th, 2020 notice issued by the Office of the Texas Attorney General, and in accordance with applicable portions of the Texas Open Meetings Act, this meeting is being held via teleconference. U.S. toll-free number 1-888-475-4499, the local number of 1-346-248-7799, and a meeting ID of 840-0577-7143. And so before I move into the meeting with our agenda, let me just say that we are praying for all parties involved in the Minneapolis area with the case against Derek Chauvin on the death, some consider murder, of George Floyd. And so our prayers are with all those involved, the jury, the judge, the attorneys, and we pray strongly for the family of George Floyd, who was a CUNY resident. And so for those, especially within our CUNY community, we stand with you in your prayers of solidarity for an individual who and his family who really were a part of our neighborhood, our community, as such. And so much can be said, but let us just pray that justice prevails and that as it should prevail, let us also be in acceptance of what is presented as justice from the juries or the jurors. So moving to the agenda. And at this time, at 3:01 p.m., I will call this meeting to order. And we may pause. I understand that with the jury reaching its verdict, there will probably be an announcement at or around 3:30. And there may be a pause just to announce that if it happens. So Mr. Thiele, if I could get a roll call, please.
If I may, before I do the roll call, Mr. Chair, just want to join you in your prayers for our nation in that there is a righteous outcome in the trial of Officer Chauvin and the murder of George Floyd. Commissioner Guillermo Hernandez.
Present.
Commissioner Kirkendall.
She's on.
Won't let me unmute.
Okay.
Oh,
I hear
now
you.
I got it. I got
well
it.
Done.
Present.
Chair Snowden.
Present.
Commissioner Ballard.
I'm here.
Commissioner Cooksey is absent. Commissioner Miller.
Here.
Commissioner Thomas.
Present.
You have a quorum, Mr. Chair, and I also, my thoughts and prayers also turn to Commissioner Cooksey and her family.
Right. Commissioner Cooksey is not with us today. And just again, prayers with her and her family, with her husband, as well as the family member who passed away today. So we'll keep her in our prayers, and I've promised her that I'll be updating her. Donna, I will be in touch with you, Donna Dixon, after the meeting. Okay. Spanish interpreter. The Master World Spanish interpreter has been instructed to be on the teleconference for the meeting as well. The translator will be available to Spanish speakers who may need assistance for public comments only. Her name is Elizabeth Paris. And Ms. Paris, if you would introduce yourself in Espanol with your services, I would appreciate it.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Elizabeth París, soy intérprete en español, conforme se necesite en los comentarios públicos, durante la sesión de comentarios públicos.
Gracias, thank you, thank you. Okay, the approval of the March 23rd, 2021 Houston Housing Authority Board meeting minutes. I think every one of the commissioners has had an opportunity to review the minutes as presented and possibly make edits. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to accept the minutes as presented. Is that a
so
motion?
By,
okay.
Thank you.
Motion by Thomas, second by Chris Kirkendall. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the acceptance of the minutes as presented? Hearing none, the minutes stand approved as presented. We will now move to public comments. I'm sorry, Mr. Thiele, the interim president's report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We're at, for the state of Texas, confirmed 2,855,526 confirmed COVID cases. 49,776 have passed. In Harris County, Houston, confirmed 386,620 cases, 6,076 Harris County residents or Houstonians have passed. We have entered a very complicated stage of the pandemic. As we have been saying, it is not the time to let down your guard. Please get vaccinated. And as you prepare to do that, get tested. In any case, mask up, social distance, wash your hands as we hope to get through this together. On a national level, we were pleased to see President Biden unveiled an outline of his fiscal year 2022 budget. To our specific interests, he called for a 15% overall increase to HUD and an expansion of 20,000 new vouchers, which if it does come to fruition, would be the largest one-time expansion of the voucher program. And in total, this discretionary request provides a total of $16.7 billion for HUD, which is an increase of over $9 billion over the 2021 enacted level. As a general reminder, in Democratic administrations, we tend to see aspirational on our behalf budgets. Typically, then the House will come in lowest, Senate will come in higher than the House, but lower than the president, and will usually end up near the Senate. Although past does not always predict the future, we certainly hope that our elected officials are generous on behalf of the many folks who need it. We join HUD Secretary Fudge in calling for adoption of this particular part of the federal budget. Infrastructure, we were pleased to see, as we always advocate, housing as infrastructure, that the administration's proposal included $40 billion to address public housing capital fund backlog and billions for other housing investments, and we'll keep a close eye on that. Proud to say that on Tuesday, the 6th of April, our public housing efforts were recognized in a $717,750 award, a Ross self-sufficiency grant program, which was one of three awarded at that, the highest level. In total, HUD awarded $36.9 million in awards. Finally, I'll close with a little bit on leasing. HUD has indicated that leasing is a primary focus, as it should always be, but particularly now. I will say that operationally, public housing and our voucher program remain very solid. Commissioners, I refer you again to the periodic report in the packet. According to HUD's Office of Policy Development and Research, PDNR, HHA's seven-year occupancy average of 98.1% is the highest occupancy of the top 20 largest housing authorities over the 2014 to 2020 period. We are also pleased to note that with 53,056 individuals served on average during the same period, HHA serves more people via traditional HUD programs than any other housing authority in the state of Texas. During the same period, HHA moved from 20th largest to 19th largest housing authority in the country. Given that we're the fourth largest city, one of the most severe affordable housing shortages, we will always be looking for ways to do more, like applying for additional vouchers, developing or acquiring new affordable housing, and preserving our public housing stock. On the voucher side, we did recently share our updated two-year tool, which is the leasing calculator, with our HUD field office partners and received HUD feedback indicating that we have a good handle on our plans. We appreciate that feedback. Our key metrics in our most recent version of the tool include a 99.5% cumulative lease rate and 93.4% cumulative eligibility rate, expended rate, which we are addressing in resolution number 3258 before you today. On the public housing side, very briefly, clearly impacted by Harvey, COVID, and our preservation efforts, and we will be providing HUD with our updated plans. I really feel strongly that our focus on resident safety as we move through this tactically and strategically was and is tremendously important and most logical given our challenges. For your information, almost half of our vacant units are accounted for in our Clayton replacement and Telephone Road redevelopment plans. We have an ambitious agenda, commissioners, with our residents and their neighborhoods at the heart of it. That's my report, respectfully submitted.
Thank you, Mr. Thiele. Any questions, comments from the commissioners? If not, we will move into our public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to provide comment on any of the resolutions before us today. To make comments during public comment section, push *9 to raise your hand for your question or comment. Speakers will be allowed 3 minutes for the public comments. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answer any questions. HHA residents making comments are encouraged to clearly state their name and the property where they reside. Someone from the property management company or the staff will reach out to you directly regarding any issues. So we'll open it up. I see at least one hand up, and I'll allow our IT people to open the lines as they see fit.
Caller ending in 734, you're being asked to unmute. 734.
You're being asked to unmute. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, this is Connie Ortiz. You hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, this is my first time ever doing this here, but my name is Connie Ortiz, and I live at the Oxford, we're on Berry Road. I've been here 14 years. And y'all talk about resident safety. I don't think y'all really concerned about resident safety because y'all haven't done this parking issue. I don't think it's fair that us residents that have our insurance, have our stags, like have our stickers, everything, sometimes we can't even find a parking. We got to park in the front. I don't think it's fair that we got to walk to the front, to the back. We got people that don't live here, like that's two or three cars. And then you got people that's driving company vehicles parking over here where us residents should be parked at. I mean, there's gun violence here, there's fights here. I mean, you're talking about resident safety. Us residents, especially as elderly, should be able to park in front of our doors or at least near our doors. But that's the law now. I mean, everything's open up. Everybody got this extra money to go get their stickers. I mean, you come over here, there's cars with no stickers, no tags. I mean, outdated stickers, 2, 3, 4 years. I mean, that's not right. We got 3, 4 cars parking over here. You got cars that need to be tagged that are flat tires. I mean, I told Miss Betty about this here, and she's wonderful. She tries her best, but y'all need to do y'all in. They don't live here. They don't see what we go through. They don't see the fights. They don't see the drugs. They don't see the violence. They don't see the gunshots. I mean, please, we need to get this towing and this and our stickers. And for us to resident safety, please, I mean, let's take care of the ones that live here. Okay. I mean, this has been going on since day one, 14 years. I mean, they'll fix the parking and give you your stickers, but what, it lasts maybe for what, 1 or 2 days?
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Next caller.
Caller ending in 466 should be asked to unmute. 466.
Good afternoon. My name is Dominique Pouncey, and I just had a comment and kind of like a question of how can I get some help. I live at 4855 West Buquay, apartment 903. I'm a resident at Peninsula Park Apartments, and I'm just having an issue with service requests for my apartment. I've contacted them over 6 times with no response, no follow-up, no nothing. I don't know if somebody lying to me or what, but I haven't had one of my appliances working for like almost 2 months. And I know it's not a big appliance, even though it's just a microwave. I still use it every day. I had the same issue a couple of years ago with requesting service for carpet replacement. I've had the same carpet for over 14 years. It's worn and it's tired. And I feel like I'm a dog like chasing his tail and not getting any help. They don't have a problem with cashing my checks when I pay my rent on time, but I have a problem. I have a problem with them not fixing things. It's very disappointing and it's frustrating to pay rent on time and not have things working in your apartment. That's all I have to say.
Thank you, caller.
Mr. Chair,
any other callers?
I don't see other hands, but we would be
happy. Mark, let's wait.
Yes, sir. I was just going to say we would be happy to reach out to both Ms. Ortiz and Ms. Pouncey promptly, sir.
Are there any other callers?
There are no other callers at this time.
Okay. Thank you. If there's no other public comments coming, as Mr. Thiele mentioned to the individuals that are our residents, we do take safety as well as upkeep very seriously. And so staff, along with property managers, will be getting with you, as I mentioned in my opening comments, to work through these matters. I know the parking issue at Oxford has been an issue for an extremely long time. I know as long as I can remember being on the board. And so we need to really look into that. New business. We're gonna move through our resolutions and have a few of the resolutions that we'll go through before executive session, and then we'll move into executive session and come back out. Resolution number 3257, consideration and are to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to write off vacant tenant accounts for January 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2021.
Commissioners, resolution 3257 will be presented by Vice President of Public Housing Operations, Mr. George Griffin.
Thank you, Mr. Thiele. Commissioners, Resolution 3257 seeks to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee vacated tenant accounts designated as uncollectible for the period January 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2021 in the amount of $85,955.03. HUD requires housing authorities to reduce public housing accounts receivable balances quarterly by writing off outstanding debt that are owed by former tenants after the debt has been deemed as uncollectible. This is generally as a result of voluntary and involuntary move-outs. This debt includes rent, additional rent resulting from unreported income, maintenance fees, legal fees, utilities, and other fees. Now, it should be noted that the uncollected debt for the first quarter is not the result of evictions. That's due to the federal eviction moratorium being extended and set to expire on June 30th. Therefore, this resolution recommends authorizing the interim president and CEO to write off vacated tenant accounts designated uncollectible for the period of January 1st, 2021 to March 31st, 2021 in the amount of $85,955.03. Staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
Thank you, Mr. Griffin, for the resolution. You've heard the reading of the resolution and the recommendation of staff. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3257.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Ballard.
Moved by Thomas, second by Ballard. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3257? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3258, consideration and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to adopt payment standards, high opportunity payment standards for 2021.
Commissioners, resolutions number 3258, number 3259, and number 3260 will be presented by Vice President of Housing Choice Voucher Programs, Ms. Robin Walls.
Good afternoon. Resolution 3258 requests that the Board of Commissioners authorizes the interim president and CEO or designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to adopt payment standards effective June 1st, 2020, pursuant to a memorandum from myself to Mark Dealey that was dated April 15th, 2021. Housing authorities are required annually to adopt payment standards in accordance with the fair market rent or small area fair market rent in its jurisdiction. HHA appealed the 2021 fair market rent. The results of the appeal to HUD were successful, resulting in increased fair market rents that ranged from 9.9% on the high end to 6.1% on the low end for each bedroom type, resulting in increased affordability for voucher program participants throughout our jurisdiction. Accordingly, I recommend that the board consider this resolution.
Hearing the resolution, the reading of the resolution and explanation of and the recommendation of staff, I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3258. And could you make sure that Commissioner Miller is unmuted?
Yes, sir.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second, Thomas.
Moved by Ballard, second by Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3258? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3259, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to entertain into an interlocal cooperation agreement with the Dallas Housing Authority to utilize DHA's procurement of the Bodscaper, Inc. software.
This resolution requests the Board of Commissioners to authorize HHA to enter into an interlocal cooperation agreement with Dallas Housing Authority for the purpose of utilizing Dallas Housing Authority's procurement of the Bodscaper software for the amount of $109,412 with an initial service term of three years. With respect to the software will be used for InspectionMate, which will help allow us to schedule inspection services and including video conferencing for inspections and allow real-time updates of inspection services. One of our primary vehicles with respect to inspections. Accordingly, I recommend the board adopt this resolution.
Thank you, Ms. Walls, for the reading of the resolution and explanation. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3259.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second.
Move Miller, second by Hernandez. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3259? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3260, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to enter into a memorandum of understanding with Wallace, Roberts, and Todd, that's WRT, for the HHA Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grant for CUNY Homes.
With respect to this resolution, 3260, the resolution requests the interim president and CEO works designee to negotiate, execute, and make necessary changes and corrections to enter into a contract with Wallace, Roberts, and Todd, WRT, for planning coordinator technical assistance services for the HHA Choice Neighborhoods Planning Grant for CUNY Homes and enter into a contract for the planning grant. The Choice Neighborhoods grants are that this will specifically be for a planning grant in preparation for any future submissions with respect to the Choice Neighborhoods grant. The WRT firm presented an interdisciplinary approach that was noted by the team with respect to the selection of this vendor. Accordingly, I recommend that the board consider this resolution.
Okay. You have heard the reading of resolution number 3260. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3260.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Kirkendall, second by Miller. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of this resolution? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. And let me just say to the commissioners, you'll be hearing more about this planning grant, as well as many of the staff that are on the call today as we move forward with discussing the critical award that we received, a very nice award from HUD with hopes of the planning grant being implemented after it's complete. And so for those, all parties involved in that, there will continue to work on it. There's a lot of work to be done by staff, consultants, the community, which will play a very critical role, and is more importantly, our residents at CUNY. And so we'll be moving forward with WRT on that and hopefully have a successful planning grant opportunity. Let's move now to resolution number 3261, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to increase contract amounts for Adjusters International for the Hurricane Harvey Public Assistance Disaster Recovery.
Commissioners, resolution number 3261 and resolution 3262 will be presented by Vice President of Fiscal Operations, Mr. Mike Rogers.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. Resolution 3261 requests authorization for an additional $200,000 to be added to the contract for Adjusters International. Adjusters International is the consulting firm that has been working with HHA on all of our FEMA claims since the immediate aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. Adjusters International is considered a very valuable member of the HHA team working on this recovery effort. The remainder of this year is gonna be a very important year for HHA as we're transitioning into some of the larger recovery deals such as 2100 Memorial and Forest Green. This $200,000 is the estimated cost that it will require for Adjusters International to be able to continue to assist us for the balance of 2021. The cost of the Adjusters International contract is reimbursable under the Direct Administration or DAC program, which is a FEMA program to reimburse us for the administrative cost of the claims that we're pursuing. And we anticipate being reimbursed for the cost of this Adjusters International contract, including this addendum under this DAC program. The expertise Adjusters International brings to the recovery effort is critical to our success in these efforts, and as such, staff recommends the approval of this resolution.
You heard the reading of resolution number 3261 and the recommendation of staff. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3261.
So moved.
Move Kirkendall.
Second. Thomas.
Second, Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3261? Hearing none, this resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3262, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to approve a loan to VJ Memorial Corporation for operating expenses for 2100 Memorial post-Hurricane Harvey.
Resolution 3262 requests the authorization for an additional $175,000 to cover operating expenses, which primarily consist of the monthly mortgage payment, which approximates around $50,000 a month. We are proposing this resolution to give us a four-month window in which to continue these operating expenses with the expectation that we won't be needing all of these funds. We are optimistic that we will receive the necessary approval from the Houston City Council at the end of this month on the loan that will allow this property to be transitioned into full redevelopment mode and allow us to pay off the existing loan, which is driving the need for this particular resolution. However, we believe it is a prudent to go ahead and have the authorization in place should there be some unexpected delay in the receipt of the anticipated funds from the CDBG disaster recovery in the city of Houston. And as such, staff is recommending the approval of this resolution.
Thank you for the reading and explanation. As many of you know, the importance of 2100 Memorial and moving that development forward as quickly as possible. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3262.
So moved.
Second.
Move Kirkendall, second Miller. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of this resolution number 3262? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Okay, before we go through the remainder of the resolutions, we're gonna need to go into executive session and we will go to a meeting room and return shortly thereafter. To convene an executive session will now be held beginning at 3:33 p.m. on Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, pursuant to the Texas Open Meetings Act to discuss personnel matters in accordance with Section 551-074 of the Texas Government Code, legal issues in accordance with Section 551-071 of the Texas Government Code, and real estate matters in accordance with Section 551-072 of the Texas Government Code. We will go and we'll return shortly back to continue the meeting. Okay, I think everyone is back from executive session. The executive session has ended and the public meeting is being reconvened. at 4:05 p.m. And so on Tuesday, April 20th, 2021, if I could please, Mark, why don't we do a quick roll call to make sure everyone was able to jump back over.
Absolutely. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Present.
Commissioner Hernandez.
Present.
Commissioner Kirkendall.
Present.
The chair is present. Commissioner Ballard.
Here.
Commissioner Cooksey is absent. Commissioner Miller.
Here. Verdict is about to be announced.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Chair, is there something you'd like to do here?
Yeah, we're going to pause for a minute. They are reading the verdict now.
Commissioner Thomas is here. You do have a quorum. We are pausing. Yes, sir.
Okay. We do have a quorum. If you all would want to pause for a moment, I think they're about to read the verdict. Count one, guilty. Count two, guilty. Count three, guilty. Okay. Well, we'll move forward. The verdicts are in on the Derek Chauvin trial. The judge is now going through individually with the jurors, polling them for their statements. So all counts are guilty, and we'll move forward. Let's move back as I've opened the agenda, ending our executive session. We'll move, if it's okay with the commissioners, into resolution number 3263, consideration and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or designee to execute a contract with WA Development for the development of the Almeda at Fannin Station Phase 2, an apartment community located at or about the intersection of Almeda Road and Feldman Street, Houston, Texas. I think we've had an opportunity to review the contents of the resolution. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3263.
So moved, Thomas.
Second, Kirkendall.
It's been moved and properly seconded. Is there any question, any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3263? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3264. Consideration on and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Wood Partners for the acquisition of AltaMed Maine, an apartment community located at or about 9330 South Main, Houston, Texas, 77025. We've heard the discussion of the resolution. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3264.
So moved.
Second, Ballard.
Moved by Miller, second Ballard. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3264? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3265. Consideration and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with the Morgan Group for the acquisition of The Mark on Voss, an apartment community located at or about 2525 South 4th Voss Road, Houston, Texas, 77057. You've heard the reading and discussion of this resolution. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3265.
So moved. Ballard.
Second, Thomas.
Moved by Ballard, second by Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3265? Hearing none, this resolution is adopted. We'll move now. I'm sorry, that was resolution number 3264. Excuse me. Moving now to resolution number 3265. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with the Morgan Group for the acquisition of The Mark on Voss, an apartment community located at or about 2525 South Voss Road, Houston, Texas, 77057. Okay, let me slow down. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3265.
So move.
Move second. Kirkendall.
Second Ballard.
Second Ballard. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3265? Hearing none, this resolution 3265 is adopted. Let me move now to resolution number 3266. Consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Standard Residential LLC for the acquisition of 2626 Fountain View, an apartment community located at or about 2626 Fountain View, Houston, Texas, 77057. You've had an opportunity to review the resolution and had discussion on it. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3266.
So moved.
Move Kirkendall.
Second, Thomas.
Second, Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3266? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Resolution number 3267, there was a printing error in the address that we will seek to amend in the discussion, but because it's printed as such, resolution number 3267, consideration and are to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Argosy Real Estate Partners for the acquisition of Kingsland West apartment community located at or about, it states 2101 North Shepherd, Houston, Texas, 77008. I'll ask that this resolution be amended for the correct address of 18325 Kingsland Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77094.
So a vote on the amendment and then a vote on the resolution.
Right. Hearing the resolution reading of number 3267, I will entertain a motion to amend the resolution with the correct address of 18325 Kingsland Boulevard, Houston, Texas, 77094. Is there a motion to amend?
So moved.
Moved by Thomas. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Kirkendall. Is there any discussion on the amendment? Are there any objections to the amendment of this resolution? Hearing none, the resolution is amended. Now we will move to accept the resolution number 3267 as amended. Is there a motion to accept the amended resolution number 3267?
So moved, Thomas.
Moved by Thomas. Is there a second?
Second.
second by Miller. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of the amended resolution number 3267? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted as amended. We'll move now to resolution number 3268, consideration and or take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Wood Partners for the acquisition of Alta West Gray, an apartment community located at or about 299 West Gray Street, Houston, Texas, 77019. You've had an opportunity to review the resolution. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3268.
So moved.
Moved by Miller.
Second, Thomas.
Second by Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3268? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. We'll move now to resolution number 3269, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to execute a contract with Wood Partners for the acquisition of Alta City West, an apartment community located at or about 9233 Westheimer Road, Houston, Texas, 77063. You've had an opportunity to review the resolution. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3269.
So moved, Thomas.
Moved by Thomas. Is there a second?
Second, Ballard.
Second by Ballard. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3269? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted as presented. Now I think we will go into a public meeting for discussion. And so at this point, we will give an opportunity for the public to provide comment on the resolution number 3270, which is as presented to development.
Warehouse district public hearing.
Yep, 304 units, warehouse district apartments located at or about 805 Hardy and 1702 Nance in Houston, Texas, 77020. And so at this time, we will allow 3 minutes for each speaker. Speakers will only be allowed to speak once. I will inform you when your 3 minutes have expired. The board will generally not provide responses to the comments or answers any questions. Any speakers wanting to speak on through public comments at this time?
And you'd press star 9 to raise your hand for any questions or comments, listeners.
Seeing none, hearing none, we will move into continue the meeting with resolution number 3270, consideration and or to take action to authorize the interim president and CEO or his designee to facilitate the acquisition of the certain parcels of land located at 813 McKee Street, 850 McKee Street, 805 Hardy Street, 1702 Nance Street, and that certain point 37 acre parcel with frontage on Old Hardy Road, east of Hardy Street, located between and running perpendicular to Nance Street and Sterrett Street, and adjacent to each of the 805 Hardy and 1702 Nance, Houston, Texas, 77020. The construction and development of the 304-unit warehouse district apartments and the execution of all required documents, therefore. You've had an opportunity to review this resolution number 3270. I'll entertain a motion to adopt resolution number 3270.
So moved, Ballard.
Moved by Ballard. Is there a second?
Second, Thomas.
Second by Thomas. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections to the adoption of resolution number 3217? Hearing none, the resolution is adopted. Okay, I think that concludes the business of this meeting. We do have two other meetings behind this, so if you'll stay with us for a few moments, at this point, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
It's been moved that the meeting be adjourned at 4:20 p.m.